5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15 Minute Morning Show.
And here we go, the 15 Minute Morning Show podcast. And by the way, not only can you hear us, you can watch us. If you're watching us on our iHeart, what the fuck is it called? The
Instagram Live
show.
Instagram
Live. Yeah. If you're watching us, thank you. Thanks for watching. What's so funny?
First curse goes to you, Elvis Duran.
Well, you know,
I lost the bet.
Actually, it's the Elvis Duran show on Instagram, right?
Yes.
And Twitter,
yes.
Maybe? Whatever.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And we're recording our Zoom room.
In the room, if you're listening to us, it's Froggy, it's Gandhi, it's Straight Nate, it's Scary, it's Danielle, it's Garrett, and of course, Brody. And I think we can hear him. Can we hear you, Brody?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Look, and you can tell Brody, as usual, is overwhelmed with emotion. Being here, he's loving every second.
So what are we going to do now for 15 minutes?
Because
yesterday was all about trying to get Brody on the 15 Minute Morning Show. Today we're less than a minute in and he's here, so now what?
We'll spend 15 minutes trying to get him to leave the 15 Minute Morning Show.
I know Brody. We're recording this for audio and some people are hearing it that way, but the video, everyone is horizontal except for Brody, he's vertical. So if you turn your phone the other way, there you go.
There we go.
I need to see the landscape.
Okay, but now.
You didn't like my angle, so I turned it.
Okay, but here's a problem with me. Like, you don't look good. It's shooting up your nose.
Why is that? Put it higher.
Can you please lift your laptop? Can you lift it?
It's my phone. I have nowhere to put it.
There we go. That was good.
You could hold it the whole time. It's only like 13 minutes now.
Okay, Brody, here's an assignment. Sometime between now and tomorrow, if you could find a way to elevate your phone, that'd be awesome. That'd be good. That's all I'm saying. He's so mad.
All right. My laptop, just so you guys know, it is literally sitting on like pots and pans right now. That's when I type, it goes like this because I didn't want the angle to be this.
It's so funny. Now, Brody's
now we see Brody's
actively looking for something to. He's looking for something to put his phone on. All right, that's okay.
Wiener Brody, cam.
It's good to have you. I will tell you that the response from the very worst ever 15 Minute Morning Show podcast from yesterday has been overwhelmingly positive. I don't get it. Can someone explain that to me?
Because it was hilarious to see.
Yeah. I think that's a huge part of it. Like today, I think we should do show and tell with what's in arm's reach of you. Because you're all surrounded by your own personal effects, and I want to see what you see. Because all I've been seeing, Elvis, is that painting behind you.
Okay, but see, I see something in Garrett's shot, that you have a baseball bat that's in a nice display case behind you.
Yep.
Is that your show and tell, or do you have something else?
I could do that, yeah. No, that's Yogi Berra baseball bat signed. I got it when I was a little kid.
Yogi Bear?
Yogi Berra? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Yogi
what?
Berra.
That's awesome.
No, Scary, not Yogi. Scary, not Yogi Bear. Yogi Berra.
You want to go get a pick a nigga basket? It's not that Yogi Bear.
Yeah, so ever since I've been a little kid, I've been I collected sports memorabilia, so I pretty much can probably put my kids through college at this point.
That's awesome. Right,
cool.
You think that's a good idea,
Gandhi,
that we should be doing these Zoom rooms and show? It's like, that's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right next to my Eli Manning jersey.
Oh my God. I'm just saying, like, if anybody sees this and they know where Garrett lives, they're going to be breaking in there and stealing Yogi Berra's bat.
Look, I got another baseball bat.
Who signed that baseball bat?
That one's Hank Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Nate, I'm going to come to your house.
You got a Hank Aaron signed bat.
That's awesome. He's got a Hank Aaron signed bat in his room.
Garrett, that's awesome. Good for you. Where do you hide the key?
The Derek Jeter. That's a Derek Jeter signed bat over there.
Derek Jeter.
And then during Derek Jeter's final season, they put out about 10 of these pictures signed by all the Yankee greats to say goodbye to him.
Oh, my
so
God.
That.
So yeah, I'm looking around my room. I have nothing nothing anywhere close to as interesting as what Garrett has on his show and tell. We might as well just fold up. All right, Gandhi, show us. What do you have?
Okay, I within arm's reach, I don't have anything, but can I run for 1 second to get the closest thing to me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be right back. Hold on.
I have to run far. I don't have anything in here.
I have one cool thing.
You want me to do mine? Okay. So my show and tell would be the last painting that Brandon and I did, which is this. I don't know if you can see it from so close.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's blue.
You guys did that together?
Yeah. So he kind of does, he does this middle section, and then I do the outsides of it. So they look different. I'm sorry, my angles are terrible.
A shirt that looks exactly like that. No, no,
damn you. I didn't even know. Holy cow.
Hey, so, Brody, what do you have within arm's reach?
Well, so one of the things I do during the show is sell things on eBay. So right here I have an Avril Lavigne autographed CD. Hold on.
And here is there a big market for that?
Ruben Studdard autograph CD.
Who?
Oh, for that? Wait. Okay.
Nobody's
wow. Not quite what Garrett has.
Yeah, we go from Hank Aaron to Ruben Studdard.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Let us know how that sale goes. Yeah. Don't take it off too early. You want to make sure you get people competing against each other.
You like might want to pair something else with that so it sells.
Yeah.
Put them together.
I'm going to break into Garrett's house. I'll have plenty of stuff to pair it with.
Froggy, what do you have? Show and tell.
So it's right behind me. So you see, I have this picture of Tiger Woods, but here's what you don't know about it.
So part of it is, this is from,
it's from the tournament that he last won, which was a huge, very big tournament that he won. And this was the pass to
get in, and it's actually signed by him.
Oh. Wow.
So if he doesn't win, if he doesn't win another one, another major, I have something signed from the very final major that he won. So I'm kind of like hoping he doesn't, but yet hoping he does. So,
yeah, that's cool. Nice.
You can tell that's potentially valuable with the way he touches it. He's just touching the
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get your skin oil on there.
Nope.
What about you, Straight Nate? What do you have? Show, tell us. Show and tell
Scary
us.
Scary and I are here at work.
Yeah.
I really don't have anything. I mean, I'm sitting at Diamond.
Scary has a big mountain of crap behind him that he uses every day.
The nearest thing to me is something that's been sitting here in the same spot for 6 months, and that is a cowbell.
Oh my goodness.
That's a huge, that's a huge cowbell.
This is the same cowbell that I accidentally got stuck on my neck when I put the thing on. Remember we could not get it off for like a half hour?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had to call the fire department in. Yeah, I know. No. Thanks for showing up. Come on, Straight Nate. What do you have?
So this, I'm sitting at Diamond's desk. And so this was supposed to be
a diamond.
If I remember the story correctly, Diamond was supposed to give the Diamond Award weekly to someone that did something great on the show. And then nobody ever really ever did anything great. So it just sits on her desk. But it's a big diamond at Diamond.
I love how it's not COVID happened. It's like nobody ever did anything great. We just
wait, hold on. Hold on. If you're listening to this and you're not seeing it, he held up this diamond, which is probably the size of a cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, but then Straight Nate says, oh, by the way, it's not a real diamond.
Okay. No shit.
In case we thought it was laying around the studio.
Breaking into my place like Garrett's house.
People steal DeLonghi ovens. They're not going to leave a 17-pound diamond behind.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
What's that, Garrett?
All my stuff is fake.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, Garrett.
I will say, how much time do we have, Garrett's, by the way? Bat is, it looks like the bat is going through his head. It's like going in one side and coming out the other.
If you're listening to this, it's all the more reason why you need to go to Elvis Duran Show on Instagram and see this for yourself. Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yes. Yeah. 6.5 minutes.
Well, how much time do we have left, by the way?
6.5 minutes.
Okay. Well, mine's a little more serious, but it's something that's very important to me. Is it okay if I get a little serious?
Yeah.
So, as you know, this is the age of ring lights, where I don't have mine on right now, but if you do a lot of online stuff and you need to like try to look somewhat decent, which I'm not looking now, you have these. Mine's off, but I have something. I have a message taped to my... hold on a second. Well, here we go. Here's my ring light, but it has George Floyd written on it. So I see that every day. When I come in, and we get carried away talking about all the minutia that we carry on about, I always have his name right there in front of me. I never want to forget that. Also, this was hanging on the other one, accountability. So George Floyd and accountability. I look at those every day. So as you hear us laughing at all the funny things we talk about, I'm always looking at those things. I don't want to ever forget the course of our show and where we want to take it. It's a good thing. These are little personal things. I don't know. Other than that, there is nothing worth crap in this room.
That painting behind you really isn't. Well, the painting behind you is pretty cool. The King Saladin painting behind you is really cool.
Oh, I love that.
Well, no,
thing.
You all know. Yeah, you got King Saladin. Well, you all know that. I didn't want to bring that up because I've talked about this many times, but yeah. I love King Saladin.
I just realized.
And here you
something.
Go, show and tell. What's that?
Well, we're doing this podcast, and of course, it's on video. Scotty B is in the next room. He's not listening to the podcast, but he's been on video the entire time, and he's just been drinking things. And I feel like we're kind of like he doesn't realize this is being recorded, and people are going to see.
Have we been keeping an eye on him? Do we know what he's like? Has he picked his nose or anything?
I don't know. No.
What's straight, Nate?
Well,
what?
Earlier, he thinks he may have pooped his pants. I don't know. What? To say that.
Get him in.
Bring him
Scary,
in.
Get him in. Get him in.
He's coming in.
And then Danielle has to do show and tell. What's too.
That? Yeah, Danielle.
He's got to talk into my microphone.
What, Gandhi?
Danielle didn't do her show
Hold
and
on,
tell.
Scary. Oh, God. Okay, Danielle, I'm sorry. I thought you did your show. There's so many people.
No,
Danielle,
that's okay.
What's your
that's
show
okay.
and tell? Then we'll find out
Mine
about
Scotty's
poo. Mine
is my bearded
poo.
Dragon, Tonka.
Look at him.
Oh, look at how big so he is. Look at his little face.
Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love him so much.
Is that real?
He does not want to be here.
Yes, of course that's real.
Is it real?
My little dragon. Yes.
Oh, I love him. Aww.
He's actually waiting to eat. He's hungry.
Is he going to poop on you?
He looks so cuddly.
No, he shouldn't poop on you. He'll be fine.
We love it. How old is your bearded dragon?
I don't even know. He's been around, I don't know, six years now. Yeah, 6-7 years.
I love
him. How old do they live? How long do they live?
I don't know. They live a long. They can live a long time, so he'll be around.
Wow, I love that. Hey, yep. So Scotty B, you know, we've been watching you in the Zoom room during this entire 50-minute morning show podcast. You've just been in there drinking and hanging out. But someone said that there's a rumor out there that you pooed your pants. Did you shart?
Oh my goodness, no. I mean, I don't think anything came out.
Okay, because you're standing over here, and yes. he grabbed his butt like this. He goes, oh, I think I may have just pooped myself.
Oh my God.
He does it more often than you think.
No.
No, look, he's looking. No,
he just looked.
It was just a bad
Did you
fart.
Check?
It was wet, but
what, did
nothing
you know?
Came out.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh, that's true.
Well, you know, something could have come out, but it's still like, you know,
lodged up in there.
Yes.
In the crevice.
I'm very uncomfortable.
It may be on the walls.
Here,
the walls
I can't
of the
hear
room.
You, what?
I say I'm very uncomfortable what? Standing here at Skiri's microphone that he's been talking on all morning.
Well, then get out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, we know Scary's going out and, you know, partying.
Yeah, Scary's going out, man. He's hanging out with people. The closer, the better. I'm not hanging out with Scary. He is dripping in the COVID. I'm serious.
You think I have the Rona?
Yes. I think you have the Rona.
I tested negative, and I tested negative for antibodies and the actual Rona.
I know. You tested negative up to that point.
He's checking again. Right. If you're watching this in the Zoom room, he's checking again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Will you tell Scotty we're watching him?
Oh my God.
Did he put his he didn't do wait that. Hold on he just did it did he just do a sniff test
he did
oh no
his he hand definitely realize. Went down the back of his pants like for sure it was oh, down the God. Back of his pants damn it Scotty
and now he's gonna touch Scotty. Door handles and things like that
and he's worried about me giving him coronavirus
Yeah.
You're going to get poopicles everywhere, all over. Oh. That's disgusting.
Oh, Lord.
Scott, you know what? Sorry.
I understand why you would have one posted in a restaurant, but employees must wash hands before going back to work in a radio station. We need to post that in the bathroom because you people are disgusting.
Oh, man. And all that cereal's in there with the poopicles.
There's some brand involved.
Oh.
I'm saying right now. You know what? Yesterday was the worst 15-minute morning show podcast. Today's was the grossest 15-minute morning show podcast. What record will we break tomorrow? Is it time to wrap up?
Yeah, 30 seconds left.
Brody, it was great having you here.
Yeah.
And I love seeing your...
this is much better than yesterday. Well worth it.
All right. It's good seeing you. You're at a great angle. Brody looks great. Brody!
Yeah, Brody!
Love your angle.
Where'd Scotty go?
I think he may have found something on the second look, and he went to go clean up on aisle one, I think.
I know.
Oh, shit.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.